Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Acts chapter 10, there was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian band, a devout man, and one that feared God. Look at the qualities of this man. With all his house, which gave much alms to the people, and prayed to God always. Verse 3. And he saw in a vision, evidently, about the ninth hour of the day, an angel of God. Oh, Mambarakata Lala Mokosha. Thank you, Father. Coming in to him and saying to him, Cornelius. And when he looked at him, he was afraid and said, "What is it, Lord?" And he said unto him, look at that response. Thy what? And thy what? That guy is not born again. This is New Testament. Are you seeing something? Somebody lied to us. If this was Old Testament, I could have said maybe because. What were the observations of that angel? He said what? Your one-time prayer. OTP. It's not password though. It's not one-time password. This guy was not saved. He was not a part of the covenant. But there was a way he came into alignment. Heaven had to make it. They had meeting over the guy. This angelic visitation is a byproduct of a meeting. Some people may not be relevant in the scheme of things, as far as God is concerned. But when they arrange themselves in a particular way, God will tell them, go and arrange that guy for me. You think I'm lying? Rahab was not relevant in the scheme of things. But because she took a posture, God said, who is that? Arrange that for me. The only survivor in an entire nation. And what did they tell her to do? Put a scarlet robe, symbolic of redemption, the blood of Jesus. That as long as this thing is hanging over your head, that will be the only part of that city that will not crumble. And that's a miracle. Because that city was shaking to its root. But something was dangling. And she was saved. And her household. The symbol of redemption is scarlet robe. A scarlet robe. I said there are people that are not part of us who have come into the covenant and seem to take benefit of what the covenant provides more than us. Because we talk. Root. Had no business being in the lineage of David, of a foremother of Jesus. But she took a posture And God saw what she was doing. Get me that woman. I thought that God was so busy, except that scripture says God cast his gaze upon the earth, looking whose heart is postured towards him, perfect towards him. So many times, could it be that our lackadaisical attitude put us out of the program, put us in waiting list? Obededom had no business with that act. That should have been his death sentence. Say to your neighbor, it's about your posture. You may not know so many things. You may not even be able to preach the Bible in a very intelligent way. Say with me, it's about my posture. I will relate with God in secret, publicly, add up to something. Bring it low. Cornelius could have chosen to just be a worshiper of God. He mandated everybody under his roof. You want to stay in my house? My rules. No TV between so-so time and so-so time. But that time of the night is when anybody wants to pray in this house, please. I don't want to see any TV. There are men of God that don't watch TV again. Justin Suleiman, he said Saturday till after service on Sunday, he doesn't watch TV. He doesn't eat. There are certain consecrations. You will not see it in the Bible, but you will choose it. This guy was not even a Jewish guy. He was transferred on assignment to head a particular team. And then he saw the ways of the Jews, like, wow, this is deep. But he took it a step further. Go to verse 2. Verse 2, quickly. The Bible says he was a devout man. What is the meaning of devout? Huh? Committed. If it's time for service, it's time for service. Huh? No time. Give me other words for devote. Huh? Diligent. No excuses. I am not part of this covenant, but I will walk my way till they call me. I will get crushed till they open the gate. He saw something. He saw the value of that thing and told himself, I don't know how long I will be in this town before they transfer me. I will get crushed. To be a devout man is to be a man of praise. To be a devout man is to be a man of prayers. When it has to do with the things of the Spirit, please, if you have other things to do, give me a chance. This time you can't see me. You prioritize the things of the Spirit. People already know that there are certain areas you will not bend. They know. People around you already know. It wasn't just, please, you can call yourself a religious man, it doesn't make you spiritual. And not calling yourself a religious man doesn't make you spiritual. If you don't go with any tag, but you fulfill the conditions of spirituality, that's how God will see you. God has never had a religion in his entire life. He has never started one. Never. The only ones we saw, it was you and your family that started it. And call it Christianity. That name was even given to you by unbelievers. And does it amaze you how it seems the unbelievers continue to set the pace for us in everything? Because even the name we bear, they gave us. Why can't we create dance steps that we can export to them? Why do we always have to wait for them? And then we now take it up and now do it more. We know how to overdo things. Every form of civilization, we got it from them. It's called Babylon. It's not the dance that is my problem. It's just where you got it from. Because I remember in those days when I was still possessed of spirit, some of those snake dances, that's what we used to dance in the spirit realm. Some of all those things you do right now, they are just modern forms of the old time. The devil didn't really change, just added more flesh to it. Go and look up scriptures about men that fear God. You will know that men that fear God are covenanted people. The guy didn't know so much, but he was able to get the basics and told himself, if I plot my graph here, plot my entry point here, plot my exit at this junction, I can't miss it. He knew. And he also knew the people he was learning from were not doing it. Why do we choose to make those who abuse the covenant our standard? It's not only me. They're all of us. You know you are going to minister in songs and you spend the night watching African magic. How? No regard. No fear. Nothing in you tells you that that's not what you should be doing. When the issue of feeding came up in the church of God, Peter said, excuse me, I don't know so many things, but this one is a distraction. I don't have power to change 5 loaves to 2 fishes. I don't have organizational structure to say, sit down in 50s. Please, I give you Stephen and go and sort it out. Please don't talk to me about food. Because you know me, I'm a fisherman. Food distracts me. You thought it was just making a spiritual statement. He knows his distraction. He didn't bother fighting it. He just said, give them Stephen. God has never called you to be showing muscle, like you have overcome something. Agree that you see your weakness so that we can make progress. You are the one trying to prove that you have grown. Who sent you? Who sent you? What are you trying to prove? The same scripture that says, flee fornication, is the same scripture that says we must redeem the time. So even when I am tempted and I discover that this one I will not survive it, there's only one solution. Run. If the door is locked, break it. Run. Because you must be alive to fight another day. When God has now dealt with that loophole in your heart, it's when you can now come back to redeem that time that you lost. Say, I'm not running again. We have the solution. I am crucified with Christ. Hey! You cannot begin to speak to the things you once had to run away from. But my brother, if you realize you have to run, please don't blink. Forget about the guy who is doing macho. Run. The block button on WhatsApp is there for a reason. Block the stupid guy off. The Bible says it was a man that feared God. Anything that pertains to God, even if it's a small child that is holding the Bible, if Cornelius sees him, there's a way. The Bible said, to this man will I look. Isaiah chapter 66, I think. He said, to this man will I look. Give me Isaiah 66. We'll come back to this quickly. 66, I think verse 1 and 2 or something. Give me Isaiah 66, verse 1. Thus hear the Lord. The heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. But where is the... this is a question. Where is the... So God has defined his own position on the graph. Determined his resting place on the graph. now asked you a question. If the earth is prepared for me, if the heavens is where my throne is, where have you prepared for me? You now see why people can make up and do so much stuff and climb the altar, and yet they have not touched heaven. If God has not touched you, who do you want to touch? Are you hearing me, somebody? If God has not rested his hands on you, who do you want to rest your hands on? He said, just the way I prepare my throne and I prepared my footstool, you have a responsibility to prepare a landing spot for this plane. That's why many of you will find that in your moments of seeking God, that God will come down and the spirit will be hovering, but he can't land. He will just be hovering. You will sense it. I am close to something, but I can't get into it. Why? Because you've not prepared a place of rest. That one takes time. That one takes covenant. I say that one takes time. Oh, you want to prepare a place, a plane can land. The planes don't land everywhere. You've got to prepare a place. These are deliberate disciplines for 2019. Deliberate disciplines. If you can't, let me tell you, if you can't give God 10%, and you have all the revelations to support it, if it's that 10% you think will balance your account for that month, if you can't give 10%, 100 will not be enough. Because you went to the mechanic and they gave you a bill. And that bill is more than 10%. The mechanic is smart enough to laugh at you and collect his money. You go take Uber and tell the guy, the Lord will bless you. I'm a pastor. I'm a pastor. I'm going to prosper you in Jesus' name. Everybody who is in business knows the value of time and money. Nobody's talking when they are talking about how I use my time and get value. Nobody's talking. Nobody's talking. Jesus even went to the point of saying, if you give your brother pure water, you will not lose your reward. Jesus attached reward. Jesus did what? This is New Testament. Jesus attached reward to giving your brother pure water. Excuse me. There's a reward system in the kingdom. Excuse me. It is what you put in that you garbage out. If you are selling pure water, and hear me, what's the profit on one bag of pure water? Maybe 15 naira, 100 naira, I don't know. Let's say 200 naira. Will your profit be the same with somebody who goes to the depot to carry fuel? Comes all the ways. You know, he's been on the road for 3 days since from Benin depot. Gets to Lagos. Then they start selling fuel. One pump of 5,000 naira in your Jeep. He has made all the profit you will make for 1 week. You know why? The cost of that service. The cost of your sacrifice. It was not that you didn't pray, but it was what that prayer time cost you that God is looking at. You could have chosen to be in the office. You took some time off work, and you could have chosen to just be in bed and be resting. So God weighed what you are doing against the sacrifice. Are you hearing me? Call together to me my servants who have what? Covenanted with me by what? By what? Sacrifice. That's what Isaiah said. Or is it Psalms? Psalms. Gather to me. So even when God wants to make certain decisions, it's not everybody who will come. He will call people who the degree of their sacrifice is the highest. That is why not every angel can enter his innermost court. That is why God cannot use just anybody for anything. Because when God called Paul, the exchange rate for that calling was his professorship. Can you see why many times it seems we are not making progress? Because even you checking your heart, you cannot see anything God has taken from you before in your life. You cannot remember anything that the cause of the kingdom, as your God has never taken your breakfast away from you to give to another person. So you are living on practically on mercy. Because even when God wants to help you, there's nothing to convert. Dollar to Naira, there's nothing. The account is empty. This guy knew something. Look at it. He said, for all those things my hands had made, and all these things have been said, the Lord, but to this man, will I give attention? Will I look? God says, I will stop every other thing and look at this man. Say, him that is poor and of a contrite spirit and trembles at my word. There is a posture when I am talking that a Cornelius maintains. This is a man that fears God. Go back to that scripture in Acts chapter 10. There's a way when God's word is being presented, even when it is just being read, there is a holy reverence that you have towards the word of God. And it is not just physically, it is deep in your spirit. These are the words of the eternal God. These are the words of my Father. It doesn't matter if you can't hear audible voice. Documented scripture. So some of the guys who have taken this seed and they have made profit with it, they are simply guys who, it was not really about 12-month calendar. They knew how God operates. They know how God operates. They know what God likes. They know God likes his tea hot. They know. They know God doesn't take iced tea. They know. So when you are doing your psychedelic, they know this one will take you beyond the outer court. That's why many Christians are comfortable in the outer court. Because rishi, rubbish. There are a lot of things that is allowable in the outer court. People just be doing how they like. That's where they try to import satanic dancing torture. That is when people, the outer court is supposed to be a place where you wash to prepare yourself for the holy place. But we have turned that place and built cathedrals and built doctrines and built stuff that even God will not touch. So we have a lot of people living in hope, hoping that they will encounter God. And every time they came, you can only lead people to a place you have been. There are certain construction sites, if I think all construction sites, if you don't have your helmet, you can't come in. You know what I'm saying? It's not a matter of you have interest or you are the governor's son. Even if it's the minister that is coming to inspect that project, he will wear a helmet. Don't come and die here. The helmet himself, I don't like it, but you must wear it. There are conditions for progression. There are conditions for progression. If you don't know it, you don't know it. If you don't obey it, you are stuck. This guy didn't know that one day God will show up in his house. But he saw that what these Jewish guys were doing was very profound. And that was the way. So he started doing it. He was supposed to go through a normal rite to be inducted into the Jewish. But he didn't go through it. The guy was Italian. When other Jews will be, they'll say it's Sabbath day, but they'll still carry their sheep and go and give him food. The Bible says he was a man who feared God. And look at it. The Bible says he was a giver. The external demonstration of his worship was that he was a giver. Because when God takes every part of you, there is nothing you can withhold from him. We are talking about tithe. We still talk about 10%. Some of us have, and the last time I paid 10% was before I went for NYS. When I was even earning salary. The last time that I really paid 10% consistently was when, before I went for NYC. We are not talking, forget the title. You can call it tight, call it might, call it anything. God is not into nomenclature. Which tithe did this guy give? This one. If this guy knows a genuine man of God, you think he won't give to him? This one. Which favor with the beggars he was giving money to, what favor can they do for him? Nothing. The Bible says he gave much. You see the word much? Much. Much. He gave much. He gave money. He said, cast thy bread upon the waters. After many days. You can't sit down with the seed. I'm waiting for it that day. Oga, go. He that giveth to the poor, lendeth to the Lord. That's what Proverbs said. You see, when you have a perspective about it, you know why you are doing it. So when you lend to God, it's coming back the same way you gave it to him. You can't beat God. God has been giving. Even when there was no prospect that the business will survive, God has been giving. They scattered yet, he came by rearrange it, start again. He's used to scattering and rearranging. When Noah's people decide to gang up, he scattered them again, put water, put sheep, rearrange, start again, recalibrate. He has been used to it. He said to Jonah, he said, go to Nineveh. I'm coming to destroy them. They repented. 100 years later, he still came to destroy them. Start again. He's used to it. You need a lot of resources to be recalibrating the earth. Now he says, okay, no, I promise you guys, I won't send fire again. It's water. Sorry, I won't send water again. Next one will be fire. Make sure you don't miss the rapture. Just do that for yourself. In a land that was hostile, Isaac prospered. Huh? You don't understand what Isaac went through. If Isaac opened shop, nobody will ask him, what are you selling? That's the meaning of famine. Nobody will ask, what do they sell? And if you don't sell, can you make money? There is a law of increase that doesn't answer to this one we are doing here. Hear me in the spirit. Hear me in the spirit. God must take greed out of your life this year. Yeah, me, myself, and I. God must take it out of you. Because these are the things that prevent divine encounter. Say, there is he that keepeth more than is necessary. It's not only money. And if the thing begins to corrupt him, he starts losing more. You kept, but you are losing more. You kept, but you are losing more. A simple counsel you could have given to someone that would have helped you, you kept it to yourself, you started losing more. Simple wisdom, simple prayer, you could have prayed for somebody to advance the person. What's the guy? The guy is me, a useless guy, don't know how to preach. You kept it to yourself, started losing more. Sometimes it is not robbing people's head you need, it is truth. Point at them and tell them you are missing it. You kept it to them because you want to rub their head and you start losing more. A woman of God saw the prophet Elisha. He said, it is not good for this man to be walking past our house like this. It's not a good sign. No, God wants to destroy us. The initial idea was to give him a room. They said, no, let's build him a house. The man of God has fought everybody. No king in Israel will sell land to Elisha. His family, his father, Elijah, started the problem. Passed it to his son. That one too, double portion. Problem everywhere. Problem everywhere. Who will sell land to you? So that you can now form one church and call it an adoration church and be firing us from Enugu or wherever that place is. Who will give you land? Who will give you land? Don't give him land, though. If I hear you, you will suspend you. Don't let them deceive you. There's no hope with APC. There's no hope with PDP. Even the one that we send there that is bearing a dick is the one telling Pastor Yo, let us do it the way they are doing it. Too. If Asiwaju say we should give them 3 million, let's use it and settle all those people. Say we need Christians in politics, we need men of integrity. You have not seen money. Because you are not even a giver. There's a level you will give yourself out. Nobody can buy you again. That's what I'm talking about. When you didn't have, you are giving. When you didn't have, you are giving. When you didn't have, everybody has something to give. Everybody has something to give. Everybody has something to give. You may not have money, but you have a space in your house where somebody can sleep. Everybody has something to give. Don't give me that crap. Remove your watch. Everybody has something to give. Remove your shoe. Trek home. Everybody has something to give. Don't tell me you don't have anything to give. What are you talking about? God gave his all when he gave his son. That means when God gave his son, there was nothing left in heaven. What are you talking about? That's a deep revelation. that God wakes up in the morning, he looks at his side, he doesn't see his son. Knowing that the way the son went, that was the way Adam went and didn't come back. That it was a risk he took. And because of turning stone to bread, Jesus almost missed it. So when God put his son, he was on his edge. Grace. Because he knows that it was deceitfulness that Lucifer used to chance Eve and Adam. It was not direct sin. That the things that we take out of your purpose may not be direct sometimes. If you are not smart, Pastor, I just want to marry, I'm tired. Deceitfulness. When Elijah was confronted with raw power, 400 prophets, he faced them, launched them. But when Jezebel came out, said they trained me for warfare, but they didn't train me for this kind. Because Elijah doesn't have predecessor. Elijah never had a man of God who taught him this is how to handle women. Elijah doesn't see women. Elijah doesn't know how to engage women. He doesn't know how to engage warfare from women. If a woman attacks me, before I start shouting, I'll first kneel down and I beg. I'll start begging. Say, I should be saying, Pastor, Sam, please. All that is my mouth. Just open the door first. Please. You know, I've always respected you. Please. You know, me and you, we are friends. Say, no, we are not friends again. We must do that thing today. I say, please. Cassandra, please. Cassandra, Linda, please. Please. Nicki Minaj, please. I will start begging. I'll prostrate. Then she'll put me on camera, put it on social media. No problem. Just let me go, please. Please. Once I'm able to come out of the house, I'll be shouting, yeah, my God will judge you. My God will judge you. Oluwa, you make this anointing to prostrate. My God will judge you. But get out first. Nobody taught Elijah how to deal with warfare from women. So that woman didn't even show her face. She only sent a text message to him. By this time tomorrow, if you are breathing, I'm not Jezebel. This one is not, it's a direct threat. Don't worry. I can see you're alone. Just know. You have just to start saying your prayers. This one is not whether you call fire. I won't even give you a chance to pray. I will kill you. There are certain warfares you cannot overcome if you don't know certain principles. The Bible says he gave much harms to the people and he prayed to God what? Oh, Cornelius was a man of prayers. This guy is not born again. Not that he would not have wished, but he didn't know the way. So see the thing that God did that really tripped me. God was trying to convince Peter to go. Peter was, all that revelation about animals eating is about Cornelius. It was one man's devotion that was creating visions for Peter. One man's consecration, creating visions for Peter. God now told Peter, hey, my friend, where you are going? People are looking for you. God was giving the issue of knowing people's address and phone number. It was on Peter that Cornelius' matter he started. Because the angel appeared to Cornelius, sent to Joppa, asked for Peter. That's where people say, there's somebody here, your name is Kenneth. There's somebody, your name is Jim. It was there he started, though. One man's consecration. The angel didn't have enough time. Because the way they are looking at this corner, if they don't move fast, Satan will grab him. We need to import him into the kingdom. So the angel showed up first. Cornelius, sent to Joppa. Ask for Peter. He's in social house. Tell him to come immediately. Then they went to Peter. See, you need to be ready. This kind of assignment, he doesn't have time for that, your Jewish thing. You have to be ready. You have to be ready to bring this. This is a big fish. It's a big customer. As you are seeing him, bamu, carry him and bring him in. Because I know you are a very heady person. Don't go there and be preaching. This one is a big man. Go to him. So the angel told Peter, don't be forming level, you're a Jew. Go to him. It's a big man. Go to him. Then told the other man, send for him. Then I jump. Okay, let's go back together. But look at the warfare that Peter faced. He almost would not have showed up. Forget that thing. God can ask you to do stupid things. As a GO, you don't go to anybody. The boss come to you. But God told Peter, leave that title for now. Go and meet Dangote. God has finished the transaction. Just for Peter to go in and welcome the guy. Must be sensitive. You must be sensitive. We have lost major things in our lives because we are not sensitive. Because we expected God to move in a particular way. Meanwhile, God has reached this side. Told the guy where Peter is living. Then God showed up, did three session course for Peter. Just to arrange and prepare him. When he still did not get it, God now told him directly. Some men are downstairs seeking you. Well, just follow them. I don't know what to tell you again. Just follow them. Anything they tell, follow them. Because while he was delayed, the people God sent from Cornelius' house, they have gotten to the house. They are waiting. It was word of knowledge Peter used to know that there were men downstairs. Because the vision was gone. He was the men fighting God. Fighting God's agenda with scripture. Peter was fighting God based on scripture. He wasn't using Satan. No. Scripture. God, this is not how you taught us. God said, I'm the one who wrote it. I'm not that book. What are you saying? When God got there, I said, okay. No, it's okay. Some men are downstairs. Just follow them. Peter got into the house of Cornelius not ready. But the Bible says, he said, while we spoke, the Holy Ghost fell. Oh, that's a message on its own. He said, while I was yet speaking, God bypassed Peter. The Holy Ghost fell. Everybody, no time for sinner's prayer. While we were yet speaking, the Holy Ghost fell upon them as it fell upon us at the first.
Same way.
Same evidence. That's when Peter now said, what can prevent these people to be baptized by water? My brother, you are late. You can't try that one with Paul. That was the day God made up his mind about Paul. That just when they got Cornelius, they must get Paul. Paul was still killing Christians as at that time. God said, we need somebody who is more flexible. Let Peter stay with Israelites. I need somebody who is flexible. No. You are too rigid for me. I want to use you, but you are too rigid. I talk to you, you canter me. I've never seen a man that canters me the way you canter me. And you canter me and you win. You always win argument against me. I need somebody else. You know what? Just stay in your Maryland. Angels, chop. That guy that they keep waiting me there says, give me that one. That one go there, okay. There would have been no need for a soul. For a soul. If Peter was flexible, the little things that we ignore that kills us. This message, the first part of my message, taking territories. Are you still here? Oh boy. This Cornell is an entire study. What were they hearing when the Holy Ghost fell? What were they hearing? The word of God is the custodian of power. You can't make anything happen. You are just a messenger. How God, if God had told Peter that when you get to the 28th minute of your message, I'm going to come. Peter will fight it again. See, I need to do my summary and then round up and then give what I call and conclusion. God didn't give him. And I'm telling you, in this year, there will be divine interruptions. In your life, there will be divine interruptions. In your family, there will be divine interruptions. I said in your life, there will be divine interruptions. Come on, I said there will be divine interruptions. In the name of Jesus. Let me tell you. When the angel appeared to him, I say it's an ambiguity. He said, it is your prayers and your giving. They rose, stuffing God's nose. So, what kind of giver was that? Number one, you are not saved, but you give to every kingdom project. And you are doing it consistently. Okay? The purpose of the tithe they were supposed to be giving in the Old Testament is for the widows, all this. This guy was solving the problem for the church, and he's not a member of the church. I don't know if you are seeing it. Please, if you want to be a Christian in 2019, be a Christian. Stop looking for people that will, because anything you want to hear, you will get somebody that is already preaching it. Any error you are looking for, somebody is preaching it. Clear principles. Clear principles. This guy became a member of the church. But the question I was even going to ask, who in the Jewish church can pastor, can be the same pastor of a Cornelius? Because sometimes you can gain a ground and then lose it. Wholesale miracle. An entire household. It wasn't just Cornelius. All that 40 was forcing his children. Let's go and pray. All that 40 was forcing them. All of them, Babarakatabaya, same day. Question, who can we send to go and be doing the same pastor? When you are so biased. When you are so rigid. Will you not get that meeting by now and forget your assignment? Because when you guys say first time, let's eat. And then say, let's just appreciate God. It's been a great time. See you tomorrow. Next Sunday. There's a way you give and begin to learn how to live on little. There's not anybody up by there. So God, you know what I worked in before. Even in this my small life, I know what I've worked away for. What? Hope. Hope. After my prayer time with Pastor Ayoko, I came into that prayer around 4 p.m. By the time we are done at 12 p.m. Close my eyes. And I heard the voice of God. I was closing my eyes. I heard the voice of God. He said, now I will begin to bring you to visions and revelations. And I opened my eyes. That means all the things I've been experiencing before, you now want to begin. There are certain triggers you can't pull until you have done your time in prayer. Then God will now finish the prayer by showing up in Solomon's bedroom and asking him, what do you want? You can't force God to talk. You understand? You can't force God to talk. But when you do certain things to a particular point, God will be the one saying, okay, this is my verdict. It doesn't cost God anything to hold your hands and bring your husband to you. But hope you will not be the one to abort his destiny. Because not everybody can pastor a Cornelius. If the person God wants to give is someone that is kind of a major assignment in the kingdom, even though it doesn't look like it now, you are the one that will convert the apostle to pastor. Because your own understanding of ministry that if God is calling, it must be pastor. Your mindset. And you'll be using scripture to prove to God that see. He's the owner of, he wrote the book. You can't be quoting it to him. It's an insult. You are quoting scripture to God in rebellion. Is it possible that you even saw your husband and didn't recognize him? Because by nature, your husband must be in a particular way. You are still looking at height. The one who made the one that is light, height, the one who made the short, made the tall. It's an insult to the integrity and creativity of God to say you cannot marry someone simply because the person is not tall. It's an insult and you are a disgrace. I now know why God cannot use you. Because you base eternal decisions on fleshly things. Hey, she doesn't have shape. Oh. So what about you? What do you have? And you say you're a Christian. God is so disappointed, he can't even see anything. He just walks away. There are things that we do. God is wondering where our pastor is. Because the same decisions the unbelievers are making is the same decision we are making. Only that we say we are Christians. There's an entire lot we can learn from Cornelius. We can raise people in church and be doing 3 services every day. At the end of the year, when you see what some people are deciding to do, you will ask yourself where you missed it as a pastor. Because people don't learn doctrine. In our parents, when they were growing up, they didn't have anointing, but this is wrong, this is right. Simple. You can't fornicate, you can't lie. They don't have all those things that make people fall. But this is this, this is that. This is not part of it. And you want to thrive on revelation alone. When Paul said, if I come to you, I can come to you either in what? In revelation, in doctrine, in exhortation. You now take one out of the entire 3 or 4. And God should be clapping for you. Because you took one. There are things you can't do. Take it or take it. Have you seen how fat T.D. Jakes used to be? His old videos. Somebody's moving, somebody's moving. All his trousers will be jumping up and down. With all his big stomach. He's the one that should be wearing waist trainer. Later, doctor called you, okay? You are dying. Drop that weight. If you want to drop it, you know you can drop it. If go and check his old video, see how there's no fat person in this church. Go and see T.D. Jakes' old videos. I know the American church is a very lively church. Bang, 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 keyboard. Bang, bang, bang. You wonder whether he's the one wearing coat or is the coat that is wearing him. Because he's so big. My brother was sharing with me, Brobimbo, he said, because just for you to understand the value of the things God places emphasis on. Kenneth Hagin slumped and he was sick. And the Lord, when they took him to the hospital, the Lord said to him, he said, you are sick because, not because you committed a sin. He said, you are sick because you chose to stay in your teaching ministry instead of your prophetic ministry. Your prophetic ministry is your primary calling. If you continue your teaching ministry, you will die in 3 years' time. Bro, sis, how does that one sound like anything serious? I called you to be a prophet. You chose to be a teacher first. I gave you teaching, but I gave you prophet first. Because you don't want people to insult you, you now stay in teaching. And you are sharing Rema. God told him, he said, you are sick because you chose to stay in your teaching ministry instead of primarily in your prophetic ministry. And if you continue like this, you will die in 3 years' time. If you reverse this trend, you will live longer. Identify those things that are primary to you and God. Stay there. From there, be touching the secondary. I didn't even know that when God started warning me last year, it was just last week, but people was telling it. I didn't even know that when God saw him, that stay in your priority court. I didn't even know this conversation. It was just last week. I don't want to die in 3 years' time. What will it take you to stay on the cutting edge of God's move? For her, it can be 2,000 naira every Sunday. For you, it can be 50 naira. God will weigh the cost to determine the value you get. If there's anything in your house that you cannot give to God, go home today and give it to somebody else. There must not be any item, including your ATM card, that you cannot drop at the feet of God, of the Lord Jesus. There's nothing, there must be nothing. If there's anything, go and check it now. Go and look at that your house very well. That even for my wife, I have to say to God secretly, anywhere you want to use her, I will not stop her from being blessed, from being a blessing to me. So I will sacrifice her so that God can now say to me, do not touch the land. Now for now I know that you love me. Therefore in blessing will I bless you. And in, do you understand what I'm saying? Abraham could have had any excuse if he wanted. After they say his Old Testament. Cornelius. Such a profound revelation. Go and look at all the indices that attracted divine encounter to Cornelius. Go and start doing them. The weight of your giving life is not so much when you have money. It's when you don't have much and you have to give the little you have. Now, God will now look at the exchange rate, 360 to a dollar. Ah! Because they will just credit your account instantly. I don't know if you understand. This is the way God thinks. So I don't be using your mind to understand God's mind. God has written how his mind works here. This one is Acts of Apostles. It's not Genesis. So God, you come and say his Old Testament. See him. An unbeliever got the attention of God. Ah. That God said in the Old Testament that he has no regard for the wicked. God said if we need to go and check this our God again. Somebody is lying to us. We are not reading the Bible. If you read the book of Acts, do you expect to see this kind of revelation? Just story. How they punished, how they arrested Peter. Throw him inside prison. That's what you see. Peter left his all. Followed God. When he was in prison, whose responsibility was it to check him out? To bail him? God. So God sent an angel. Entered, as the angel was entering the prison, people were, they were sleeping. There's an anointing that causes men to sleep. He got there. The man that they wanted to kill said was sleeping. Woli. He said, I should come and carry you. Your Uber is outside. The one you serve with all your heart has responsibility to you. I said the one you serve with all your heart. You see, all your heart. Because God took his sheep away. Peter had no business in prison if he was still a fisherman. He was only in prison because of the Lord Jesus. If God comes by himself to that prison will just blow. So he sent an angel. For the sake of the souls that are still there. The angel just came. They slept. Tapped the man. Woli. Oh yeah. The Bible said the chains dropped off. They didn't unlock it, just dropped off. Those are the things you are calling your limitation. It dropped off. I said, serve the Lord with all your heart. He has responsibilities towards you. The only problem is if you are giving the impression you are serving with all your heart and you are hiding something. You are hiding something. After the meeting last of this morning, around maybe 1 a.m. or so, there, I was a pastor in front of Pastor Kunle Ajayi's house. I was supposed to meet Kunle Ajayi this morning. I would have just taken a selfie. Pew. So all you haters can see that I'm making progress. For your information, most people don't know how strong Kunle Ajayi is in Lagos politics. I'm just telling you that one. You know, you only saw this as a phone. If Kunle Ajayi coughs, someone will show up. Sincerely speaking. Meanwhile, we saw him yesterday night changing his tire in front of his house. I told Bikula Ajayi is not listening to his phone. Pastor, I say, ah, this way, Pastor, I do. Ah. You don't know Kula Ajayi? Pastor, these are the words of Pastor. His faithfulness over the years and closeness to Pastor Adeboye has given him a seat in Lagos nobody can take. I say it's from saxophone. I don't understand, Pastor. I say, ah. He said, if they break now, I'm still going to talk to him. I and him, we are going to see some old to settle a quarrel. He said, there is no God. Ah. Saxophone. I'm trying to see the correlation. Because you don't see him in Holy Ghost service until Baba is about to come up. Mama ra, baba ra ra ra. Ah. Pastor has told me if he sends a text to this governorship, even to Ambodi, they will come. They will come and they will come to camp, meet him. Because they know that if he decides, none of them will see Baba the way. They know. Give God all your heart. My son, give me your heart. That's what Proverbs says. My son, give me your heart. Pastor, it's a great blessing to my life. Oh, I don't play with him. As we are going in into the room last night to go and sleep, I just tell him, I say, Pastor, please, I cannot see you like this. I just emptied everything in my pocket. Go inside and I say, Pastor. He said, wait, I'm taking this one. I said, please, I'm sorry. It's very little. What I'm calling little, I'm already broke. He didn't even pray for me. I can commonize and say she is a politician. He has money. Ah, I label my relationships properly. I label it properly. I don't let anything confuse me. By much hands, a memorial rose up for one man who had no covenant with God. See something in that man. Follow it. Go and look at all those indices of that man. Use this graph to plot your 2019. You are here.